Nearly 6,000 miles from Beijing, on a quiet street in Madrid, a nondescript office claims to offer assistance for Chinese citizens. But the reality is more shadowy. A Chinese dissident leads us to what he calls the source of Chinese repression. It begins with an invitation.
Here, it says we should be careful with telecommunications fraud, that if we receive a suspicious message, we should get in touch with the Chinese embassy.
But Yuan Li says the only suspicious messages that he received came from Chinese authorities and were sent in order to silence.
I am sure they did a systemic campaign against me, led by these Chinese associations. And now we know there are secret police stations hidden inside Chinese associations.
When the pandemic began, he created a YouTube channel to expose what he calls the truth about the Chinese Communist Party. And he appears on far-right Spanish TV, what some call Spanish Fox News.
I had a rebel opinion, because I think everyone is a victim of Chinese communism. We have to hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable. It withheld information by censoring doctors who blew the whistle on COVID and threw journalists in jail.
In response to that criticism, he says these posters circulated on Chinese social media calling for him to, quote, drink tea, that is, submit to interrogation by Chinese officials. He says he received death threats, and his family back in China was intimidated.